I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Here's a Game Room Rewind. In 1971, 24 years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier by becoming the first African-American baseball player, the Pittsburgh Pirates made history by fielding the first all-minority team. The Pirates continue to break ground for Major League Baseball, now by looking beyond different borders to find new talent for America's pastime.
Gifton Gopé is coming in on the double switch.
This is what you've been working hard for all these years, and this is what you've dreamed for since you were a little kid.
That's 27-year-old South African Gifton Gopé. The dream of making his first Major League Baseball appearance came true with the Pittsburgh Pirates on April 26th.
My heartbeat was very hard, and it felt like it was beating a little bit out of my chest.
Up against pitcher John Lester of the Chicago Cubs World Series championship team, and Gopé did more than just step onto the plate. He reached first base on a well-placed hit.
And a ground single into center field for Gifton Gopé,
entering the history books as the first Major League Baseball player born on the African continent, competing in a sport unfamiliar to many in South Africa.
Baseball is not very popular because we compete against three other sports, cricket, rugby, and soccer. So, you know, the youth development for baseball is not going to be as strong.
But Gifton Gopé was born to baseball, literally. His mother worked for the South African Randburg Mets baseball club, and the family lived in a small apartment near the field.
I rolled out of bed and I was on first base, and that's how it was for me. I started playing baseball at the age of three. I was throwing the ball against the wall, and the coach called me over and he was like, "Hey, you got a pretty good arm. Why don't you join the team?"
At age 18, Gopé caught the eye of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who offered him a contract that brought him into the organization's minor league system, where he formed a friendship with fellow teammate Josh Bell.
Having the courage to make that first step, say, "Hey, I'm coming over to the States. I'm going to try to learn this game as best I can." That's incredible.
While Gopé is the first from Africa, he isn't alone. Just before his debut, the Pirates called up Gopé's minor league teammate, Lithuanian-born pitcher Dovydas Neverauskas from the Indianapolis Indians, prepping him to take on the Chicago Cubs.
Dovydas Neverauskas making his major league debut, the 24-year-old from Lithuania.
Got there during the game, and I got to pitch in the game at the same time, so it was like, didn't really have time to think once I got to the field.
Now the first Lithuanian Major League Baseball player, Neverauskas understands the importance of his own historic moment.
Because if I do good, they'll, you know, team's going to see there's some potential of, you know, in Lithuanian. You know, maybe send some people to look more, you know, for more players.
Neverauskas' pitch right down the middle.
His time with the Pirates lasted just one game. Neverauskas now waits for another chance in the minor leagues. Josh Bell of the Pirates.
It's tough knowing that as you play today, there's another player and every organization trying to take your spot. I guess it makes it a little bit easier for us to just focus on winning and focus on the now. And I feel like Gift is a perfect example of that.
Gifton Gopé remains with the Pirates for now and is exceeding even his own expectations.
It's been unbelievable for me. The story just keeps on growing bigger.
While Gift writes the next chapter, his younger brother Victor hopes to have his own storybook career. The 19-year-old is following in his brother's footsteps, also securing a contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and plays on a minor league team in Florida, where he prepares for his chance to make it to baseball's biggest stage. The NHL is the latest major sports league trying to tap into the lucrative Chinese market, following in the wake of soccer, basketball, and even American-style football leagues, all highly popular. Beijing is set to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. China's interest in ice hockey is small, but growing. Gregory Smythe is director and co-founder of the China Ice Hockey League.
The NHL is reaching out, I think, in a very big way to establish a footprint in China. With the run-up to the Olympics, Olympics. The NHL, I think, is doing the right thing by promoting the sport in China.
China has an interest in U.S. sports. Yao Ming has had success in the United States and the National Basketball Association. But hockey in China so far doesn't have that same kind of visibility.
Not at this stage. I think, you know, you're seeing the emergence of the sport. The NBA has been in China for, I think, over 20 years. So it's not a surprise that they've been able to grow that from a basketball perspective. But I have to say that the interest in hockey is growing, I would say, at an exponential rate in China. So it's a combination of a growing middle class, more disposable income, more focus on sports. You've seen that across the breadth of sports, and the interest is certainly developing very quickly.
There is Canadian-based Andong Song, who was drafted by the New York Islanders in 2015 as the first Chinese-born player in the NHL. Will there be others coming forward?
Yeah, I personally have been in Hong Kong for 20 years now, so I've seen what's happening on the development side. So, you know, a lot of players that are coming out of China, or a lot of players that are developing in China, they have some good base skills. But what's been fundamentally lacking is the hockey culture and what makes a good player great and the teamwork and these sort of things that are really part of the North American hockey culture. So as this sort of culture is transferred or taught over time, then there's no doubt in my mind that you'll see more players emerging from China. And bear in mind, you've got a number of players that are playing in North America at the junior ranks right now that are of Chinese descent, or whether they're born in North America or born in China, that are starting to come up in the, I would say, the player pipeline.
China currently has about 1,100 ice hockey players and 154 indoor rinks. That's compared to 500,000 players in the United States and 1,800 rinks. Gregory Smythe said both those numbers will increase dramatically in the next 4 or 5 years. He also said China, as an Olympic host, will have to develop a competitive ice hockey team. Ramadan is Islam's holy month. For those who observe it, able-bodied Muslims abstain from food and drink from sunrise to sunset. That poses unique challenges for professional athletes. Bilal Hamid is a star goalkeeper for Washington's Major League Soccer club, DC United.
Hits it down. Oh, what a save by Hamid.
Obviously, this isn't a big soccer country, but I've been a massive soccer fan my whole life. It's a big part of my family and a part of where my family originates from.
Hamid, who goes by Bill, is a first-generation American whose Muslim family comes from Sierra Leone. He prays with them before games and alone when he takes the field.
I'm usually standing on my goal line. I'll say Al-Fatiha right before the game. Right when we cross the white line, I'll say another Al-Fatiha. And then just from there, I just focus my mind solely on that game.
But this month is Ramadan, and as able-bodied Muslims are required to fast, Hamid balances his faith with his professional life.
It's not easy being on the field, especially in times like this where the heat is, it is going to get bad. So I want to have the right things in my body to make sure I'm, you know, giving myself the energy and the strength to play as well as I can.
Otherwise, Hamid says, he follows tradition.
But I know if we don't have a game coming up, I'm going to make the right choice and I'm going to fast and make sure I get my prayers in and make sure that the things that I put in my life are the right choices on those days that I'm fasting.
A disciplined labor of love.
It's not easy to be a faithful servant in this religion, but nothing's meant to be easy, so you just have to do your best.
Hamid is one of the best goalkeepers in Major League Soccer, and he also plays on the U.S. national team. But it is the lessons he's learned from his family and faith that guide his life on and off the field. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.